Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, you got me down here. Might as well talk about something.
Clive.
Yeah.
Eat the people, Carl.
Clive Driscoll.
Scary. Ooh.
Your guys' lines are just, we could break down the minutiae of it, and I'm right there with you, but that line from Shawshank Redemption.
I'll thump your skull for you.
There it is.
It's a classic one.
Will you?
For me?
Do me that
you?
Favor, yeah. My dad used to say, I'll kick your ass up between your shoulder blades for you. Oh, really? You'll do that for me? Good, because
you.
I haven't liked it around my hips, above my thighs. Kick it up between my shoulder blades, Dad.
If I haven't said it for a long time, guys, you know I'm thinking it. Unlock me!
I thought you were going to go with bears.
No. That's at the end, Danny. Oh. Hey, don't try to predict me, man.
Sorry,
You can't anticipate what the Grody's going to say next.
Never. He's a wild card.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking a little bit about Lion King, the remake, the live action, and somebody just texted a few minutes back and asked, Mac, do you realize the circle of life applies to your radio path? And I replied back, I do. And using some Lion King speak, I write, when I die, I forfeit my grass. Then Parkins smokes my grass. So you see, we are all connected in the circle of radio life.
That's well played.
How about that?
That is well executed.
Love it, you guys. This is, you know what that is? That's chemistry right there.
Chemistry.
You know? Chemistry,
yeah.
Right.
It's very generous of Mac to do. Although I was told by my cardiologist, probably should cut back. Upsetting.
I was told by my doctor yesterday afternoon and again this morning to cut down my caffeine consumption by at least 50%. And I'm one day in and I've made it. I've been yawning the last hour. Can you imagine the listeners? Stay on the road! I had a caffeine overdose yesterday. Have you heard of caffeine poisoning?
No.
I'd only heard of it about 6 months ago, but apparently 4 or 5 caffeinated beverages on an empty stomach aren't good. I've had nausea before from it, but yesterday it didn't feel like I was having a heart attack, because I've had that feeling before too. There was no numbness, there was no chest pain, but I was panicked. I could not catch my breath, and I couldn't hold my hand still. And what I should have done was hang out in the office for another hour, hour and a half, till it faded. Instead, I drove back home to my doctor. And got in there to see him, and we did a lipid profile today and an EKG today. Everything's fine on both. Actually, my cholesterol's down quite a bit. Just a couple weeks off meat helped in that department. Wow. But it was scary. I didn't know caffeine was so toxic.
Come on, make that coffee to go. Let's go.
Coffee to go. Exactly. I usually have 4 mugs of it before I eat anything. I don't mean cups. I mean mugs of it to start my day. And yesterday was one of the. I should have figured something was up when I drove from Mears, Michigan to Merrillville.
Mears,
like the Bears. Coach Ditka's favorite fruit, pears. Favorite band in '85, Tears for Fears. And I didn't pee. I didn't stop to pee once. So I was dehydrated. I was hammering these caffeinated beverages, and I got to stop.
Well, I mean, your diet is just otherwise so healthy with the Slurpees and the cigarettes and the coffee and you know.
Cigarettes are a part of a diet.
Well, what you put into your body. So, you know, cutting back on the caffeine.
Most of the Slurpees are reduced sugar.
Reduced sugar.
If I can find a
It's like a diet Coke.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what that is.
Okay. But
isn't there something you can take, drink, eat to neutralize caffeine? Like, people drink coffee to neutralize.
He told me to have a glass of water for every cup of coffee I had. And he said, start thinking in terms of cups, not mugs.
Nah,
I'm a mug guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a venti guy as I'm holding this large cup of coffee.
Refuse to call them venti.
From a, well, you know what? I went with large for a while, too. But recently, I had a barista who I carelessly said, I'd like a large coffee. And he said, what kind of a coffee would you like? I said, a large. He goes, what kind? I go, venti. Yep. I couldn't believe it. I know, you're looking
he
at it.
He called you out on his snobbery.
And he wouldn't stop. And,
but he wrote your name on the cup. And they demand a dollar from you because they write your name on a cup. You know who deserves the dollar? The kids who work at Subway. They make your damn sandwiches for you.
This is a good point.
But each individually made. They service you and greet you and make conversation with you. They're the ones who deserve the tips, not the coffee shop.
Why is it binary? Why can't we tip both?
They don't do anything. And there
they
are
ground
some...
the cup. I mean, listen, I don't drink coffee, so I don't really know.
They ground the beans.
There you go. Put
it's
it
more
in
like
the
a
cup.
Bean than a cup.
Yeah, put it in the cup.
Really, more of a bean than a cup.
Whatever.
So, actually,
you're doing things tonight,
screw
huh?
Screw you guys.
I'm going home. The people that make the drinks at Starbucks, though, they do deserve a tip. Because there's also, like, I'm intimidated by the thought of ever, like, doing a job like that. Like,
yeah.
Learning all those drinks and all the demands of the people that go in there on a daily basis. So I'll give them a dollar, the ones that make the drink. Guys, I'll be talking a lot of Cubs and White Sox in the first hour. Specifically, we'll talk to James Fegan from The Athletic, who is out, obviously, covering the White Sox at Sox Park. We'll talk a little bit about Mark Burley. I assume you guys got into that just a little bit. The perfecto, the 10-year anniversary of that is today. And also a little bit about what's going on with the DePaul basketball program.
Oh, yeah, good job.
DePaul's in the news.
Yes.
You're on probation.
Good job cheating your way to not the CBI.
Thanks for reminding us you're all still there.
Yep.
Thanks to James McCann, Hub Arkish, and John Morosi, who joined the show today. Grody, have a good show. Shep and Tanny, fantastic work as always. He's Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. That makes us McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
Okay, well, that's about it from yours truly. Thanks for taking all I had to throw at you. I'm spent. But I am now going to make like a banana and split.
He got it.
Okay, before I go, though, promise me you'll remember one thing, yeah? Just remember...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.